were not able to determine a student's academic ability solely by the seat that they chose. The location could vary in accordance with the student's disposition in many aspects, especially in the case of high-performance students. However, in the case of students who had poor grades, the seat that they chose tended to conform to a commonly accepted theory, which has been described in many reports. Our findings suggest that the students who are at risk of failure could be found by checking their seating locations in the classroom. This information might be used to help find potentially unsuccessful candidates and allow remedial action at an early stage.